Sick Naidu, East Coast Radio.
We're chatting to Dream Team. Hello, Sasso and Trey.
Hello, hello. What up? What up? Hello, how you guys doing?
Good. Okay, so we are going to be talking about your amazing career and how you always come through for the fans. Your last thing, your last bit of music was out in November. Now you're coming through with the heat. Not one, not two, not three, but four.
But four
brand new tracks. What the actual?
Yes, sir.
You guys have been working hard, hey?
Yes, yes. I think we've been putting in a lot of work, making a lot of music from a very long time ago, since we've become a jewel. And we haven't released much of it. I think we started releasing in November with Ichagalas, one of our first official singles featuring Mzambia, No Beast. And then this time, during this lockdown time and during this epidemic, we felt that maybe let's drop like music every week to keep everyone like alive.
It's amazing because music is healing, and we need it now more than ever, given what we're currently going through. These four tracks, Muntuwami, Money Back, Team Spirit, Your Eyes, what are they about?
It's a different range of songs. You know, Money Back is a very up-tempo song that's just talking about, obviously, you know, making money back, which is also pretty important in this time because a lot of people are going through.
This is why I'm asking the question. I mean, you know, you're giving the fans what they want, and these songs obviously have some message in them.
For sure. Yeah, so it speaks about our story, but, you know, it's very relatable to everyone that listens to it as well. And then the other two songs, Your Eyes and Muntuwami, are just about, you know, relationships with girls, you know.
We are living in unprecedented times. We're talking about, you know, artists and how artists have also really bred all the brunt of the pandemic. You know, you guys haven't been able to perform, and that's where you make a bulk of your money, performing at live events, you know, and right, filling out music. But I mean, take us through some of the challenges Dream Team has gone through now during this pandemic and what you've learned from it.
It is a very tough time because it does seem like the entertainment industry is taking, you know, a bulk of, you know, the hits in terms of where we're making money. You know, everything else now seems to be coming back to life slowly, but everything that's to do with entertainment specifically is still, you know, very much shut down. So it's hard for us. We can't perform. We can't go out and tour and see people. And that's where really we do make a lot of money. But also, it also presents opportunities. If you're looking for them, it does present opportunities for us to do new things. Like, there's quite a bunch of new digital ways that we can sort of make up for the shortfall, even if it's not giving you specifically what you were making for. But, you know, it can kind of carry over. Things like doing live shows on IG, is the YouTube lives.
I agree with you, yeah. Trey. You know, also, you guys have had to kind of get out of your comfort zone and think really hard. You've had to really do some hard work. And going forward, do you guys think the music industry is going to be changed because of the pandemic?
I think it will, obviously. I don't, because I think this will last for like the next 2 to 3 years, especially us keeping our social distancing, being aware of there's an epidemic that is we're still trying to find a vaccine for. So we still need to be aware of the safety precautions and what we have to do to stay safe and not get the virus. But besides that, I think in due time we will be able to be doing shows, because we also do host an event every year called Dubane Spring Break. So
yes,
maybe we'll do something online, just put something out instead of not having the events at all and keeping it dead.
Sasso, I can hear that you miss performing on the stage. And, you know, as an artist, it's your kryptonite. It's being on the stage, being in tune and being in touch with the crowd.
Yes, definitely. Yo, I miss it like crazy, you know. Being able to perform your music and seeing people react to it, seeing people sing the songs, is just like the reason why we do this.
Oh, totally.
It's being able to perform in front of a live audience and them giving you the energy that you are giving them. So, you know, it is a bit of a huge knock for us not being able to perform and see the fans and, you know, interact with our supporters.
I think that's what breaks my heart most for the artists, particularly music performers, is that, you know, it's how you get creative. It's, you know, it's interacting with the fans, it's getting on that stage. And it must be so heartbreaking to not be able to do any of those things. I mean, it's like a part of you, because your craft is who you are. You breathe it, you live it, you love it, you eat it. I mean, it is heartbreaking
when 100%.
People don't think about that. I mean, and the traumas that artists are going through. How have you guys been trying to keep sane through all of this?
You know, sometimes adversity kind of also brings out the best in you. So I think we've also just spent time in studio and tried to make the best of the situation and be as creative as possible. Obviously, there's also quite a lot of things that are going on outside of just the COVID pandemic, you know, things like GBV that we're kind of dealing with now. So these are all, they're all sort of mechanisms that we can also use to express how we feel in the music, you know?
Yeah. Do you know, Trey and Sasso, we are running out of time and I don't want to keep the two of you away. I just wanted to find out from you guys, you know, you released 4 fire tracks now. Are we expecting an album sometime soon? Is that an indication?
Well, look, we don't want to like tie ourselves to something right now, but we're definitely going to be dropping more music and we definitely want to drop an album. But obviously, we'll do all these things due time and when everything the regulations allow us to. But we're very excited to drop way more music, you know. Yeah, we just out here. We're definitely here to give more music.
Well, gents, Trey, Sasso of Dream Team, thank you for giving us your time, for letting us into your world and for sharing your gift with us and for making these very difficult, you know, times more bearable a little bit. You know, as you guys said earlier, through adversity, we can learn a lot about ourselves. And music is often one of those things that serves its purpose.
No, thank you guys very much for having us. Appreciate the opportunity, man.
Take care, guys.
Thank you so much. We hope you guys enjoy the music and we hope the people enjoy the music. You know, we really appreciate your guys' support as artists. You know, you guys keep us alive besides the internet. You guys are the lifeline to our music, to get it to the people. So a big shout out to you guys too.
Of course. Good luck, guys. Thank you for giving us your time. Take care.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cool. Bye.
Thick Night Do, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.